to talk about orbital free entropy, which is a free analog of microstate free entropy, so classical mutual information in the theory of free entropy, and I will also discuss its dimension counterpart. Its dimension counterpart means so mutual information version of so free entropy dimension. And let us first begin by recalling so classical mutual information. And the mutual information is defined for two random variables. So if you have two random variables, x and y, and you have two probability distribution, one is a distribution of two random variables x and y, and the other distribution is a product measure of distribution of x and the distribution of y, and you can compute the relative entropy of the distribution of x and y with respect to the product measure of the distribution of x and the distribution of y. And this is called the mutual information in the cluster information theory, and it satisfies this property. So namely, so the mutual information is zero if and only if so the given two random variables are independent. And the other property is somewhat non-trivial, and it says that so the mutual information does depend only on the sigma algebras generated by X and generated by Y inside the bigger sigma algebra. So the mutual information measures the relative position between two sigma algebras generated by X and generated by Y. And if those measures are absolutely continuous with respect to usual Lebesgue measure, you can compute like this. And the first term is nothing but the usual minus usual so Shannon entropy of X and Y. And the second term is usual Shannon entropy of X. And the third term is also the Shannon entropy of Y. And it says that Shannon entropy of X and Y equals minus mutual information of X and Y minus mutual information X and Y plus the Shannon entropy of X and the Shannon entropy of Y. Of course, we need some assumption to establish this equation, because we assume in this computation we assume this measure are absolutely continuous with respect to the usual Lebesgue measure. But mutual information, this formula says that mutual information measures the difference between the independent situation from the present situation. And towards the free analog, these quantities, of course, should be replaced by Boyle-Kresge's microstate free entropy of X and Y and X and the free entropy of Y. But unfortunately, we have no counterpart of relative entropy. We have no counterpart of the relative entropy in free probability. So at the present, we have no analog of the definition of this. Okay, if you could establish the notion of free mutual information. It should be determined by the homonym algebra generated by X and the generated by Y inside the bigger homonym algebra. Because the mutual information does depend only on the sigma algebras, not the individual random variables. And also, so if the free mutual information is zero, if and only if X and Y are freely independent. And if the so microstate free entropy X and also the microstate free entropy Y and the microstate free entropy of X and Y are all finite, then the free mutual information should be this. And also, I should mention here that so non-microstate definition of mutual free mutual information was already introduced by Boycrest based on so derivation and quotient. But that derivation and derivation quotient is somewhat different from the usual derivation quotient in the free probability theory, because so mutual free mutual information is defined for homonym algebras, or more generally for star algebras, not individual random variables. And the usual derivation and quotient in the free probability is used for the definition of so non-microstate free entropy. And the non-microstate free entropy depends on individual random variables. So this, so the derivation quotient appearing in the definition of non-microstate definition of free mutual information is a little bit different from the usual one. But anyway, so Boycrest already defined non-microstate free mutual information. And I also want to mention here that in that theory, the process of adjoint action coming from free unitary Brownian motion plays an important role. But unfortunately, however, no relation to usual free entropy chi or non-microstate free entropy chi has been yet proven. And now I should fix our setting and notations. And I will discuss everything in the framework of framework of a torsional double star probability space. And the torsional double star probability space means a homonym algebra with a specific torsional state tau. And non-commutative random variables means a self-adjoint inside the homonym algebra M. And I will call families of self-adjoint in M non-microstate multi-random variables. And I'll denote by W star of X or W star of bubble X the homonym algebras generated by X or list bubble X inside M. And finally, I'll use this standard notation. This means a set of N by N self-adjoint matrices, and this denotes the diagonals with decreasing entry from the upper corner. And now I briefly review Boycrest's microstate free entropy. This is a space of microstates, and gamma sub R and X1 dot Xn and large N and large M and large gamma, small gamma. And large N means matrix size, and M is moment degree, and gamma denotes error error constant. And this is a set of all n tuple of n by n ferrohydrogenate matrices satisfying this cutoff condition and so this moment condition. And the Boyko-Lescu's free entropy is defined as follows. So chi sub r of x1 dot xn is this asymptotic limit, asymptotic volume, and this term is needed to get so finite value in many interesting situations. And the free entropy chi is originally defined supremum of chi sub r all over the r, all over the r, and the Boyko-Lescu proves that for sufficiently large r, chi r attains this supremum, and Belinsky and Berkovich proved that so without cutoff condition, the quantity gives the same value of Boyko-Lescu's microstate free entropy. And so this says that microstate free, so in the theory of microstate free entropy, the most important thing is a microstate. And so I should first consider so what microstate should play in the definition of so free version of mutual information. And I'll next clarify what is the microstate in the definition of the free analog of mutual information. So I call such kind of microstate is a microstate orbital microstate. And I first recall very elementary things, especially it is almost so linear algebra. And if you have so n by n matrices and so this is a volume measure. Volume measure is a so Lebesgue measure when this space is identified with a usual Euclidean space. And by taking diagonalization, you can get this major isomorphism, major theoretic isomorphism. So you can identify this space with this product space. And this comes from the diagonal part in the diagonalization. And this part is so phase part. And the volume measure corresponds to the product measure of rest invariant probability measure and some measure which is absolutely continuous with respect to usual Lebesgue measure. And this space is nothing but homogeneous space, so we can get so factor map from this. And identifying so the matrix space with this space, we can think that the space of microstate lives inside this. And you can take the projection onto the unitary part. And you can take the pullback to this unitary space. And I should write just some, no. Okay, so this is okay. Like this, and we get the new space of microstate inside the unitary group. And by using this microstate, I define the new notion of orbital free entropy. But before going to that, I should explain one simple thing, and let me denote the diagonal microstate for each random variable by this. And there is a simple fact here that the volume of usual microstate space is less than the product of this orbital microstate space and the product of diagonal microstate. But this measure should be the measure arising from the diagonalization. And if you consider one single, if you consider single random variable, the microstate space is nothing but the unitary orbit of the diagonal microstate. So we get this equation. And more importantly, the converse inequality holds as a limit. And keeping this fact in mind, I will define the following notation. So this is due to a joint work with Fumio Hiai and Takuho Miyamoto. And chi sub ob and r. R means cutoff constant of x1 and xn is this one. So this is essentially the same, but I replace this part by orbital one. And this measure is a probability measure, so we don't need to impose the normalization term. And orbital free entropy of x1 dots and xn is defined supremum of x sub of r of x1 dots xn all over r. And we can prove that the supremum attains by sufficiently large r. And by using the fact I explained before, we could prove that we could prove this equation. And this equation suggests that our quantity is something like a free analog of mutual information, because the mutual information satisfies this kind of equation in the framework of classical information theory. But the classical mutual information satisfies other important properties. One important property is the dependence or independence of individual random variables. And the other thing is characterization of independence. So there are three important properties for mutual information. And just now, we have only one property. So the next task should be to prove the other two properties. And I should prove the first one, so whether or not orbital free entropy characterizes freeness. And the dependence or independence of individual random variables. And the next thing is independence of individual random variables. So if you have n type of random variables, x1 dots and xn and y1 dots and yn, and assume that the Sonnheim algebra generated by xk equals the Sonnheim algebra generated by yk, then the orbital entropies of those should coincide. So this says that independence of the choice of individual random variables, and our quantity depends only on the homeomorphic algebras. So therefore, so this is something like, so I think so this notation is much more so better than this notation, because this quantity does not depend on the choice of so any type of random variables. And the other thing is so characterization of freeness. And so this is, that is so proportion 3. So if x1 is free from x2 dot xn, then orbital free entropy of x1 and x2 dot xn equals orbital free entropy of x2 dot xn. And here I should mention that so the orbital free entropy of a single random variable, of course, should be zero. Because if you consider a single random variable, the microstep space is so full unitary orbit of so diagonal microstep, and we count only the so unitary orbit, but the single random variable case the unitary orbit is so full unitary orbit, so the measure is zero, measure is one, so yes. So this one and this one?
In the previous slide.
Okay. This one?
Yes.
Yeah, so this is a so single random variable. So you have any type of random variables. And I assume that the homeomorphic algebra of X1 coincides with the homeomorphic algebra of X2, Y1. So anyway, so this is a corresponding fact that so classical mutual information satisfies. And the proof is very simple, and essentially the same as characterization of so freeness by so usual free entropy. So I will explain briefly. So I will explain the proof briefly in the case when x1 and x and dot xn are all so freely independent. So in this case, so we first choose one special microstate for individual random variable. So I denote it by so xi k. So following so Kendi's notation. And then I can apply Boyle-Kresge asymptotic freeness result to this special so microstate sequence. And Boyle-Kresge asymptotic freeness result says, so this volume greater than epsilon, for some epsilon, non-zero epsilon, for sufficiently all large n. And this in turn gives this fact, and this is nothing but so free case. In the free case, the corresponding so orbital free entropy must be zero. And from the previous proof, we have so another way to define so orbital microstate, so which is very close to the idea that appeared in the Kendi's several argument, so conditional microstate or something like that. So if we first choose so one special so microstate sequence from diagonal matrices for the each random variable xk, and consider this new orbital microset space, which is the all the entropy of unitaries UK, and this guy so lives in the usual microset space. So the previous notion of orbital microstate in the previous definition of orbital microstate, there is a freedom of this part. But here I restricted to one special microstate sequence. And I denote this one, the quantity obtained by replacing the previous microstate, orbital microstate, by this new microstate. But fortunately, we can easily prove that, this one. We can prove this. So the key ingredient is the following. So if you have two microstate sequence for a fixed random variable, and that corresponds to the embedding of Abelian Hohenheimer algebra into the R omega. Abelian Hohenheimer algebra is hyperfinite. We can get unitary equivalence and unitary. That unitary gives a sequence of unitary matrices. And that unitary is, we can capture that unitary inside this space. The single microstate sequence is enough to define orbital microstates. And as a corollary, we have this equation, and this means free entropy adapted to projection, which proposed by Boyk-Lesk in the part 6 of his series of papers on free entropy. And in the part 6, he gave the theory of free mutual information. And in the last part, Boyk-Lesk mentioned that non-microstate mutual information works well for projection too. But unfortunately, usual microstate free entropy is not meaningless for projection, because the projection is an atomic one. So Boyk-Lesk proposed to define the new free entropy adapted to projection by using Grassmannian manifold. And the Grassmannian manifold is a unitary orbit of one special projection. So that picture is essentially the same as our picture. So our orbital free entropy coincides with free entropy adapted to projection in the case of projection. And I should mention that this is our initial motivation to consider orbital microstate and orbital free entropy. Because 2 years ago, 4 years ago, I and he considered free entropy adapted to projection following Boyk-Lesk's proposal. And I discussed several things, including basic things. And one thing is logarithmic Sobolev inequality for the projection free entropy. And we examine some technique based on random matrix approximation procedure for the projection free entropy, and we got some formula. And the entropy part is okay, but the Dirichlet home part was Fisher information part. At that time, we first didn't understand what it should be, what it is. But soon after that, I recognized that it is the differential of Boyle-Gresk's non-microset mutual information. So Fisher information adapted to so non-microset mutual information. And that was the starting point to consider this kind of things. And the most involved part is so orbital free entropy characterized free independence. So if orbital free entropy is zero, then whether or not the given n part of random variable free independent or not. So for the usual microset free entropy, Boyle-Gresk used the change of variable formula. But it seems that mutual information shouldn't satisfy such kind of formula. Because mutual information depends only on the homonymous algebras, not individual random variables. So we had to look for another route towards this kind of thing. So characterization of free independence. And to prove that, we used the so transportation cost inequality. So we proved this transportation cost inequality. So this is a so Wasserstein metric. So Dima already explained in his talk. But anyway, so this is so metric defined on the space of non-commutative distributions. And Wasserstein metric between this joint distribution and the free product of each distribution is less than some constant, universal constant, times square root of minus our chi orbit, our orbital free entropy. And this says that if our orbital free entropy is zero, then this metric is zero. And this is the metric. So this joint distribution coincides with this free product. And this says that the given random n type of random variable must be freely independent. So as a corollary of this inequality, we prove the following theorem. So mutual information characterizes the free independence. And I should here mention that usual microset free entropy characterizes free independence, of course, but usual microset free entropy needs an additional assumption, which is a finiteness. But mutual information does not need such kind of thing, because this is something like the difference between the free entropy and the free entropy of the free situation. Yes? This one? Yeah. So we restricted our consideration x1 and xn are the same. So usual transportation cost inequality admits. And I should mention one thing is about the key ingredient of the proof of this inequality, that is orbital random matrix model. So we first choose one microset sequence and take a unitary orbit on the unitary group. and which gives us a new kind of so random matrix model for a given random variable. And by using that kind of random matrix model, we could prove this inequality. So this inequality, a kind of transportation cost inequality, and this is not full transportation cost inequality, because transportation cost inequality can be applied to general measures inside this. And this measure needs some additional assumption. But we assume both measures comes from one n-tuple of random variable, fixed random variable. So this is not usual transportation cost inequality, but a kind of transportation cost inequality, because the inequality between the Wasserstein metric and the square root of a kind of entropy, not usual entropy. And there is a generalization. So which is we can replace each random variable by a multi-random variable by using Kendi's result. And this formulation of our orbital free entropy. So we first choose microstate sequence to the multi-random variable. And by using that microstate sequence, we can define the orbital microstate, and we can define orbital microstate free entropy. But in that procedure, we need the state of unitary equivalence of embedding into R omega is 1 point. So we have to restrict our consideration to the case that each multi-random variable generates hyperfinite Hohmann algebra. And if we restrict our consideration to the hyperfinite situation, we can use Kendi's result. And anyway, by using such procedure, we can prove orbital free entropy for n tuple of multi-random variables. And this generalization is very important to consider Hohmann algebra problem. And I should mention all the properties of orbital free entropy still hold for hyperfinite multi-random variables, except this important equality, because this equality is meaningless. This is a hyperfinite guy, and this contains a hyperfinite tuple, hyperfinite family. So both sides are minus infinity. So it's meaningless. And I should mention again that hyperfiniteness is essential due to the Jones result, Kendi-Jones result. But there is a bonus. It is reverse monotonicity for the orbital microstate. So if you take another n-tuple of multi-random variables inside each Hohmann algebra, then the initial orbital microstates, initial orbital free entropy is less than the orbital free entropy of new ones. So we have reverse monotonicity for orbital free entropy. And we can define a new kind of free entropy dimension by using our new free entropy, or a kind of new free entropy. And we first consider this kind of thing for projection free entropy. And we immediately encounter some difficulty, which is, so if you consider so entropy of projections, and we can use orbital free entropy instead of usual free entropy, because usual free entropy becomes minus infinity for projections. But unfortunately, if you consider so semicircular deformation, the resulting new random variable is not projections, So we cannot use so semicircular deformation. But the Bolkowski's non-microstate mutual information theory suggests that another deformation. It is a so liberation process, or otherwise so a joint action of so unitary Brownian motion, free unitary Brownian motion. So by using so this replacement, we can define new dimension. So replacing usual free entropy by orbital free entropy, and the deformation, so semicircular deformation by so liberation process. And if so each random variable, multi-random variables consist of one element, so usual entropy of random variable, and I assume here that so each random variable has a non-atomic distribution. In that case, so the orbital free entropy dimension, so defined by this one, is coincide with this, because we have a fundamental equation between the usual free entropy and our orbital free entropy. And this part does not depend on epsilon, because the distribution of this guy is coincide with xk itself, the original xk. So this is nothing but this. So our free or our orbital free entropy dimension is one more or less the so free entropy dimension, but we replace so semicircular deformation by so liberation process. And there are so several obvious properties and so non-trivial properties, and the first property is a trivial one. So this orbital free entropy dimension is always negative, and the free independence implies that zero, implies it is zero, and the reverse monotonicity is satisfied because the orbital free entropy satisfies that property. And so Jones packing formulation of free entropy dimension still works well for our orbital free entropy dimension. And the final thing is a non-trivial one. So the relationship to the usual orbital free usual free entropy dimension, and the usual free entropy dimension is less than orbital free entropy dimension plus the sum of individual free entropy dimensions. And the equality holds when each Hohmann algebra generated by a given random variable is finite dimension. And I conjecture that the equality is always true. I'm trying to prove that right now. And the difficulty is Lipschitz property, and the difficulty is essentially the same as appeared in So Candy's work on so Hausdorff dimension. In his work on Hausdorff dimension, he gave some additive formula or something like that. In that point, he assumed that so finiteness, finite dimensionality of individual algebra or something like that. For the additivity was, I don't remember exactly, but at some point he assumed the finite dimensionality. The problem is the uniform Lipschitz property. And there is so recent progress, and one recent progress is a very simple one, so more precise upper bound. And I computed so orbital free entropy dimension by using the usual technique to estimate so volume or so covering number or something like that. And I could prove that this so precise upper bound. And Brown and Dykema and so John's result says that this upper bound is optimal. And also this upper bound shows that the hyperfinite inequality in a special case. That case is, means so individual phonema algebra is hyperfinite. So yeah. Okay, I stop here.
So, again, I'll take a remark to the
other. Yes?
So, how is your relation with what you have to do with
micro? No, microstate, which are simple. Okay, so I should have direct say. I would like to announce there is one progress which is a joint work with Masaki Izumi and Fumio Hiai, and we recently proved that if two random variable are projections and the trace values are one over two, in that case we could prove that minus orbital free entropy of PQ coincide with Boyk-Rescu's mutual free information.
So you expect this to be true?
Yes, but this is essentially the same situation as so Chi-star and Chi problem and and this is a single, this corresponds to the single variable case.
Any more questions? Okay, so let's focus.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so then I guess we'll finish.